Yep.
Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. Well, the county fair is just around the corner. We are going to go to county fair looking a little different, junior fair only. But one thing for me that remains the same every year, I can't go to the county fair without finding out how my good friend Parker Reese is doing as he preps for the 2020 fair. How's it been going, my friend?
It's been going good.
Yeah.
It's a little rough between school and getting all the animals ready.
Yes.
It's been a fun experience, though. A little different than normal, but yeah. Fun.
Fun, okay. So tell me, you mentioned all the animals. Tell me about the projects you're taking to the fair, Parker.
So we're taking a few less projects, and we're just not taking cattle this year. But the projects that we are taking is pigs, turkeys, chickens, rabbits, and that's all I'm showing.
Okay, are you not showing lambs?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. So you won the battle one more year to take market hogs. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Still one of your most favorite projects, Parker?
My most favorite project still is the pig.
Yeah?
He stinks a little bit more than last year, but...
Why do you think that is, Parker? Why do you?
I don't know. It's just he's a lot different than my pig last year.
Really?
He was a lot bigger to start with, and he's a little overweight now. But we're getting him down.
Yeah.
To weight now.
And he stinks a little more than last year, right?
Yep.
What's his name?
His name is Moto Moto.
Wait a minute. Say that really slow and really loudly.
Moto Moto.
Why did you name a pig Moto Moto?
Because there's a movie called Madagascar 2.
Okay.
And there's this hippo, and he has this theme song.
Okay.
And it's exactly what my pig is.
Okay. You kind of think he's as wide as a hippo?
Maybe a little less.
Maybe a little less. Okay, so tell me.
He looks like one, though.
He does? Well, good. Maybe that's a good thing for the show. Tell me about how many rabbits are you taking?
We're just taking roosters and sires.
Okay. And then are you doing the turkey?
Yes, I am.
And how big is your turkey? Is he going to make weight, you think?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And the market chickens?
The market chickens, we're still getting them down. We have them down to at least maybe 20 chickens to pick from.
Yeah.
Out of 50.
That's really hard, isn't it, Parker? Because you have
yes,
to have three the same, almost the same size, correct?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. How do you take care of all these projects, Parker? Do you have a routine?
It is very stressful sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But we do have sort of a routine.
Yeah.
Where me and Campbell, we go out to the barn, and then my mom, she has some other work to do.
Yeah.
So she does it, and then she does that work, and then she comes out and helps us.
Yeah.
Do the chores.
So it
helps us out a lot.
Yeah, so everybody's kind of got their own routine and they kind of do their own thing. But I bet it gets really hard when we're just a few days away from fair, kind of like crunch time, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's really stressful for all the animals. It's stressful for us and the animals because we have to make sure that they're clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to make sure that they're not too much. They don't weigh too much, or else we can't take them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Parker, how hard is it to wash a chicken?
It depends on how, what the chicken likes.
Okay.
Sometimes they're like, okay, this is nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like, get me out of this thing.
Okay, is it harder, Parker? Oh gosh, I love talking to you. Is it harder to wash a chicken than it is to wash a pig?
A chicken is harder to wash than a pig because we have this little wash rack where there's this mat, and he'll just lay down on the mat, he'll roll over and his belly is wide open. That's where all the poop is.
Uh-huh.
So just spray and all the poop just falls off.
Oh, Parker, you're the best guy ever. Tell me, what has been the least favorite part of 4-H for you this year?
Washing sheep.
Washing sheep. Okay, okay. So you didn't mind the skill-a-thon? You know, that was that new thing we had to do.
A few of the questions were hard, but a lot of the questions I knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and for our listeners, the skill-a-thon was brought back after many years of not doing it in Fairfield County, and that is truly a learning tool to assess the child's knowledge. We had hope before COVID-19 took over the world. We were going to do a lot of interview judging because, you know, it's really fun to get to learn to know what the children know by talking to them. And I'm assuming you had to do some project books, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
We did.
And what'd you think about those?
So we did the hog book was pretty easy. The rabbit books were not so fun.
I know. Gosh, those are big books. Those looked hard to me, Parker. Those looked kind of difficult to me.
I think they were somewhere around 60 pages.
Oh, my. Oh, that's a lot. Because you were trying to do homework, too. So, moving into the fair in just a couple days, will you try to catch up with me at County Fair, Parker? You sit and talk to me a little bit so we can tell our listeners of the 88.9 WLRY farm page how you're getting along at fair.
I can try if I'm
not too busy. Yeah.
Yeah, it depends where I am and where you are.
Exactly, because
at the same time.
Yeah, you got a lot to do. And for our listeners, the county fair is a very shortened fair this year. These kids are packing a whole bunch of stuff in about 3 days. Move-in begins on Saturday, and for a lot of these kids, move-in is going to happen on Tuesday night or Wednesday. So, Parker Reese, I wish you all kinds of luck at the 2020 Fairfield County Fair, and I sure look forward to seeing you there. Take care, Parker.
You too.
We'll see ya.